The first reading is a reading from the first letter of Timothy. Beloved, first of all, I ask for supplications, prayers, petitions, and thanksgivings to be offered for everyone, for kings and for all in authority, that we may lead a quiet and tranquil life in all devotion and dignity. This is good and pleasing to God our Savior, who wills everyone to be saved and come to the knowledge of His truth. For there is one God, and there is also one mediator between God and men, the man Jesus Christ, who gave himself as ransom for all. This was the testimony at the proper time. For this I was appointed preacher and apostle. I am speaking the truth, I'm not lying, teacher of the Gentiles in faith and truth. It is my wish, then, that in every place the men should pray, lifting holy hands without anger or argument. The word of the Lord. Thanks be to God. Blessed be the Lord who has heard my prayer. Blessed be the Lord who has heard my prayer. Hear the sound of my pleading when I cry to you, lifting up my hands toward your holy shrine. Blessed be the Lord who has heard my prayer. The Lord is my strength and my shield. In him my heart trusts, and I find help. Then my heart exalts, and with my song I sing him thanks. Give him thanks. Blessed be the Lord, for he has heard my prayer. The Lord is the strength of his people, the saving refuge of his anointed. Save your people and bless your inheritance. Feed them and carry them forever. Blessed be the Lord, for he has heard my prayer. My brothers and sisters, may our Lord be with you and with your spirit. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to St. Luke. Glory to you, O Lord. When Jesus had finished all his words to the people, he entered Capernaum. A centurion there had a slave who was ill and about to die, and he was valuable to him. When he heard about Jesus, he sent elders of the Jews to ask him, asking him to come and to save the life of his slave. They approached Jesus and strongly urged him to come, saying, "He deserves to have you do this for him, for he loves our nation. He built the synagogue for us." And Jesus went with them. But when he was only a short distance from the house, the centurion sent friends to tell him, "Lord, do not trouble yourself, for I am not worthy to have you enter under my roof. Therefore, I did not consider myself worthy to come to you. But say the word, and let my servant be healed. For I too am a person subject to authority, with soldiers subject to me. And I say to one, go, and he goes, and to the other, come, and he comes. And to my slave, do this, and he does it." When Jesus heard this, he was amazed at him, and turning, said to the crowd following him, "I tell you, not even in Israel have I found such faith." When the messengers returned to the house, they found the slave in good health. The Gospel of the Lord. Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ. First, I have to apologize. I am in a club in Atlanta, the Delta Club, and so I'm doing this in a cubicle, and so you can hear stuff behind here. Anyway, I'm on my way to Omaha to do a parish mission, so please pray for me and the mission. I'll be on all this week. So the readings today, I always think, are fantastic. Well, they're always, the Word of God is fantastic, but especially today, because it says, this is good and pleasing to God our Savior. Because what does God will? He wills everyone to be saved and come to the knowledge of His truth. So it's God's will that everyone be saved. That's what He wants, and He not only wills it, He does everything He can as God to make that happen. He becomes a man. He dies for our sins. So we must have that same will. It must be our will that everyone be saved and come to the knowledge of the truth. That means we got to give up our life every day for the reality that all people will be saved. That's why I'm going to do a mission, to preach that everyone there gets to be saved. They all get to know Jesus, and to be willing to do stuff about that. Sometimes the only thing we do is complain about people who don't see things we our way. Well, they're lost. So you can complain about them and help them stay lost, or you can share with them the good news of Jesus Christ, because God wants them to be saved. That's His will. All people He wants saved. That must be our will. And we do everything in our power to make that happen, as Jesus did. You got it? You get it? You're going to do it? May you know His love today and forever. Amen.